think we got to just go out and do our job. You know what I'm saying? Not worry about what the opposing team are doing and anything like that. Just go out and execute the plays that the coach is drawing up for us during the week of preparation, and I think we'll be okay.
How do you talk to the younger guys? Because this is a team that's not used to losing two games in a row.
Right.
And, you know, maybe some of the younger guys don't understand the importance of,
right.
You know, every game, there's only a couple of them.
That's right. Yeah. Every game counts. You know, I think that's most important. I think the guys understand that. That's here. The coaches do a great job of bringing the right guys in that understand what we're doing, understand the program. I think once they get here, they're just following the suit with the rest of the guys. I think overall that, you know, they understand it. We take every game one game at a time, but they all very important.
Yeah. Is this the place to be for? Because it seems like the NFL is in total turmoil.
Right.
Is this the place to be?
It's crazy.
You guys seem to keep everything under control.
Exactly. Well, I mean, there's a lot of great organization across the league. You know, not discrediting anybody. There's a lot of great organizations, but for us, this is where we want to be. You know.
Does it feel weird a little bit though, because you guys haven't really been in the situation?
I mean, we haven't been in it. Do it feel weird? I mean, it's the league. You know, if you don't go out and take care of business on Sunday, then chances are you may lose. You know, sometimes you may get lucky enough to pull off a game here and there. But, you know, we're playing against a lot of great teams. You know, we can't make any more mistakes that we've been making. We got to correct the ones that we have been making so that we don't have this situation occur again.
Yeah, practice quarterback Aaron Rodgers yesterday apologized to the fans for everything that's been going on with officials. How much has the game been affected by the replacement officials?
I mean, it's a lot. You know, I think everybody's been voicing their opinion on it. I think we've heard a lot about the situation. We all know what's going on. We just got to go out and take the game out of the refs' hands. Just play our game. We'll be okay.
You saw what happened at Darius Hayward Bay. Hit wasn't flagged. Helmet. How much is safety a concern?
That was one of the most important things going into the CBA agreement that we did. It's very important for all of us. You know, and I think, you know, there's going to be a lot of missed things that happen on the football field. You know, I hope Darius is okay. And I'm sure, you know, I didn't see it. I don't think no one's out there really trying to hurt anyone like that. But, you know, this is a very physical sport we play.
At any point, do players feel like maybe they have to get involved, make a stand so that things change?
I think we'll get it done. You know, I'm optimistic that the situation will get resolved pretty soon. I'm hoping.
You're just a half glass.
You know, and my biggest thing is I'm staying far away from that situation if possible. You know, let those guys handle that.
You're surprised at how vocal kind of your brethren in the league mm-hmm. and the players and some coaches have been about what's going on?
Not really. I mean, I think enough is enough. You know, like I said, we just got to go out and play our game. We can't worry about what the refs are doing.
Yeah, how's it feel to be back into it?
It feels great, you know. It felt great out on the field last week now. I got to do it myself. I got to do a lot more to help my team win.
Should we expect more playing time out of you with Edelman?
I don't know. You know, I think everything's game plan. You know, it's whatever Coach McDaniel goes into the game. Like I said last week, there was a lot of different things that happened during the course of the game, and we was going with whatever was working. You know, and at the time we started the game off a certain way. And then once we got in the flow of the game, whatever's working, that's what we're going to do.
I didn't understand. You said enough is enough. You mean it's time for fellow players to focus on football? You mean it's time for the replacement refs to be gone?
Yeah, I mean, well, I can't quote on the refs. Hopefully they'll get that stuff resolved. Like I said earlier, we just got to go out and do our job. We can't worry about the refs.
What is the key to improving the red zone offense, especially scoring touchdowns instead of field goals?
Execution, just doing the right things once we get down there, making sure we're in tune to what we have going into the game plan. The coach is doing a great job drawing up the right plays for us to defeat the defense. We just got to go out and execute.
How do you look at that the other day? I mean, he had three touchdowns. Mm-hmm. Reed makes a fabulous play on one of the other
right.
ones, and then the other one you come out, maybe not so execution-wise. Good.
I mean, yeah.
Does the one you didn't score on haunt you?
Well, all of them do. You know, when you think about it, I think, we kicked three field goals, something like that. You know, as an offense, we want to score every time we get down there. And that's our goal, to score when we're in the red area. And, you know, we just got to do a better job of executing our plays.
Tom said you guys got to go up to Buffalo and kind of dig yourselves out of this hole. Is that the mindset? Mm-hmm. Is just kind of get back on track?
Very important, yeah. Very important. This is our next game. It's the next biggest game. So, yeah, so we're looking forward to the challenge. We're going to go out and work hard this week and put our best foot forward.
But knowing that you guys kind of could have, should have won these last two games, mm-hmm. could technically be at 3-0 right now, right? Is that kind of...
No, we...
The
obvious is we're 1-2.
Yeah.
You know? But, hey, we all can look at the film and say this and say that. Just so the teams that we beat, that we lost to, you know, I'm pretty sure they're not sending us saying, hey, we could have lost this game if we wouldn't have did that. I think most importantly, when we get the opportunity, we got to take advantage of it. And, you know, straighten out some of the plays we're making mistakes on.
Deion, how would you describe this in here? How would you describe the situation the team's in right now?
We're pretty calm. We're calm. You know, I think the thing is for us not to panic right now. I think that's the last thing that we want to do. You know, just practice a little bit more on our details and everything that we're messing up on. Get those things correct. Improve the things that we're doing pretty good. And I think we'll be okay.
You've been in this locker room a long time. What messages are the veterans giving the rest of this team right now in this situation?
I don't think we're doing a lot of talking. I think it's more so now the veteran guys showing by example. You know, just going out in the meeting rooms and on the practice field. There's not too much talking going on around here. You know, it's all about just going out and handling the business. Yes, sir.
You guys kind of, I mean, obviously the focus is inside here, but have you kind of peeked at the standings and noticed that no one's really gotten off to a fast start
right.
in the East?
Nah, we're not watching it. I promise you. I promise that's the last thing we're doing, looking at the standings and everything.
Could be tied for first place after Sunday, I guess.
Right. Yeah, I mean, the only thing is you got to take it one game at a time. You know, eventually all that stuff will pan out, and, you know, the best team will finish on top at the end. Yes, sir.
And what was your reaction to what happened Monday night?
None. You know what I'm saying? I don't have no reactions. None. None. I mean, everybody was shocked just as much as I was, but no reaction to it. You know, like I said, we got to let those guys handle that.
Thank you.
Yep.
Yeah, the play with the middle one, Ed Reed hit you.
Mm-hmm.
Was that legal in your mind, or was it just a question?
I don't know what it looked like.
Hey. Second guess coming back after a couple hits.
No, later. No, trust me. Hey, this is a very physical sport, man. And, you know, I enjoy playing it. You know, I got up and went on to the next play, you know. You know, me and Ed talked after the play. I know he wasn't out trying to, you know, take me out the game or whatnot. But, you know, he got to make his plays. I got to do what I have to do.
Do you think those plays would fly with the other officials, the regular officials, I should say?
Well, we got a flag on it, didn't we? If I can remember it.
Yeah.
Yeah. You all probably got hit. I don't think you remember the play, huh? But, yeah, I think we got a flag. It was one of those bang-bang plays. You know, but we got a flag and we moved on. And we scored on that drive, so that was a good thing about it.
It almost looked like he was trying to take it.
Well, I'm pretty sure he's trying to make a play, you know, regardless of what the outcome of what it looked like. You know, that was a play. That's football.